Hello, 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 and welcome back to What's the Chinese Tea? I'm your host, Sammy Chimunga, and we're back with another episode. I've gotten really good feedback on the first episode, which is very, very exciting. So I want to thank you to those who did listen. I appreciate you. Which means I love you in Mandarin. So I really do definitely appreciate you. So what's on the Chinese tea today? What are we going to talk about? I told you guys in the last episode, this next two or three episodes is going to be more content resource-based for the folks who do decide that, hey, you know what? I want to get up out of here. I want to move. What do I need to do? What are some practical steps? Et cetera, et cetera. Well, your Congolese canteen is here for you. Eh? So here's, let me get started. So first you made the decision. You said, I'm moving. Great, good job. Happy for you. Now let's break it down realistically because there's a lot of scams out here and I want to make sure that my tea listeners don't get scammed into trying to come here. So I'm going to give you literally all the tea that you need to be able to not only come to China, but also teach in China, also legally teach in China. So let's get started. Let's jump right into the first thing you'll need. First thing, first foremost, you need to have a degree. I don't care what these blogs and things say. That is a requirement to get your visa. So you need a bachelor's degree. And what does not matter? Like I mentioned earlier, my degree is in political science. I know some people have degree in marketing, advertising, business. As long as you have a bachelor's degree, that's number one. Number two, you are from what they call the seven native English speaking countries. Now, this fluctuates from year to year depending on what's going on, but for the most part, it's usually the same seven, which is the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. What's the other two? I'm drawing a blank. Ireland. And there's another one, but those are what they consider the seven. If you have passports or citizenships from those seven countries, you are eligible. So first thing, you need a degree. Second, you need to be from one of these nations, meaning that you would have to have had substantial amount of education in that country. So I know people move around, they go from school to school. So you'll need to make sure that not only is your education from there, but your passport is also from there as well. Number three, you need a non-criminal background check, meaning that you have not committed a crime. Like I said, a non-criminal background check. I'm going to speak from the United States. An FBI check will suffice, or a local police check will suffice. I know the UK, it's the DBA that is kind of the same thing as the FBI would be in the United States. So a local police check will suffice, or the FBI, or whoever your higher authority in your country is to supply this. All this just says is that this person has not committed a crime and this person is an upholding citizen. All right. So you need a degree. You need a passport needs to be from the seven countries. You need to have a non-criminal background check. The next thing you need to have is what they call a TEFL, T-E-F-L, which stands for Teaching English as a Foreign Language. Now, there's some discrepancies here and there, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to save you the drama. Get your TEFL, because in the event you do not want to teach in China, that TEFL can take you to Korea, that TEFL can take you to Japan, that TEFL can take you to some parts of the Middle East, some parts of South America. So save yourself the drama and go get a TEFL. Now, where can you get a TEFL that is reputable? I know I'm going to list a couple. There is ITTT. That's a good one. The International TEFL Academy. They're considered like top notch. They are very expensive. So if you want to make that investment, by all means, go for it. I know for sure why most people go that route is because of the alumni connections that happen after you take your TEFL. So there's a lot of just resources that particular TEFL Academy uses. I used, and several other people used, a TEFL from Groupon, which is Learn TEFL, and they are based out of the United Kingdom. And that cost me all but like $35. Listen, it did what it was supposed to do. And that was fine with me. That will serve as your quote unquote teaching credential, your TEFL. Now, if you have an education background, you have your master's, or you have taught for a substantial amount of time, you don't necessarily need your TEFL. You would, however, need your master's and your practice exam results and your certificate, your teaching certificate or your teaching license. That's for the folks who are doing more content-based teaching. So if you're teaching social studies, you're teaching history, you're teaching math, you're teaching science, that's going to be something different. This is for the folks that are strictly just teaching English. So, recap, TEFL, non-criminal background check, passport, bachelor's degree. The next thing that you will need is your health check. You will need a health check, just essentially just stating that you are in good health to be able to live in China. Now, why they have you do a health check in the United States and in China, I don't know. But hey, just get it done. What some of the things, if I remember, that were on that health check was, you know, height, weight, blood pressure, vision. They asked for some x-rays. They've asked for some ultrasound. Just they want to make sure that, you know, you are in tip-top shape. Now, I'm not in the best shape, but according to the Chinese government, I am. So, boo-hoo. So those are the things you are going to need to be able to start looking for jobs and getting legitimate jobs. There are a lot of jobs in China. Like, China is the biggest country in the world. So there's a lot of people wanting to learn English. And it is a very lucrative business out here. So they are trying to get everybody and everything. Now, here's where folks get scammed, okay? I will tell you some top scams to stay all the way away from, like all the way, like don't even like entertain it. The first scam is, we can help you. We can help you with a job. You just have to pay us X amount of dollars. Stop. Okay. Any recruiter that is asking you for money is a scammer. No recruiter asks for money, because how recruiters get paid, the school pays the recruiters to look for people. And if the people sign a contract, that is how the recruiter gets paid. If the recruiter is asking you for money, run the other way. Do not, and I repeat, do not ever pay a recruiter, okay? That's number one. Number two, if a school offers to bring you on a tourist visa and then offer to help you change it into a work visa, let me tell y'all, I don't know about anybody else, but China is the last place I want to be in jail at. I've never even stepped foot inside a jail in my native country, let alone in a country that has that is very strict on certain policies. And so if a school is offering to give you to put, bring you here on a tourist visa, that is a no-no, because according to the Chinese law, you are not legally allowed to work without a work visa. The work visa is called a Z visa. If they do not bring you on a Z visa, do not do it. Do not do it. You need to make sure that that Z visa is in your passport before you board a plane. Do not come and say, oh, they said they were going to change my visa. No, don't do it. Save yourself the headache and the drama, because guess what? Police in China come to schools very regularly to try to bust some folks. Now, you get busted in that raid, the Chinese people just got to pay a fine. Ooh, you're more likely going to get sitting in jail, in a jail cell, or get deported. Now, who wants to have a deportation stamp in their passport? I don't. So don't do it. So those are the two top ones. Any recruiter that asks you to give them money, or any school that is offering to bring you on another visa other than the Z visa, do not go through. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. So that is a recap of pretty much all the things you will need to come and teach in China, as well as some things to look out for when you are job scouting. Hopefully this will help you. This will give you some kind of idea of exactly what it is that's going on. Now, a frequently asked question in relates to this topic is about how long does this process take and how much money does it cost? Okay, so roughly give or take, if you have all of your documents have to go through what's called an authentication process, which that costs money. I went through an agent called ProX. I swear by them. They are lovely and they're very efficient. ProX for my documents was about $300, and I got all my documents notarized, authenticated, and legalized, and I got all my stuff back in 9 days. So give or take, from start to finish, the process will take you anywhere from 3 to 6 months. It took me about a year because I owed my school some money, and they could not release my diploma without that balance being cleared. But in the event you have everything in your house and if you go through an agent like ProX, there is, I'm drawing a blank. There's another one that everyone uses. ProX is just the one that I have in my head. But if I find any, I'll definitely put it in the episode notes so you guys can definitely check them out. But if you go through an agent, it saves you a lot of, I would say, pony up the money and go through an agent. If you try to do it by yourself, it is very tedious and it's a pain in the butt. So I say pony up the money, have the experts do it, and that's it. Because I lived in Indiana. The closest Chinese embassy or consulate was in Chicago, which is a 2.5-hour drive. And then to get anything notarized, I have to go to Indianapolis, which is a 3-hour drive for me. I'm not doing all that. I'm not interested. I'm not doing all that. So guess what? I'm going to go ahead and send my papers to Virginia, and they're going to go ahead and do everything because the embassy is in DC. So yeah, and that's what they get paid to do. So pony up the money and just be done with it. So definitely check out the show notes. And like I said, I'll put all the stuff in where you can get your background check. You have to go through, if you're in the United States, who you can go through to get a background check, who you can use for an agent, etc., and just some other resources. But definitely check the show notes. Check the show notes. As well as, y'all, once this process becomes, and I'm going to be very honest, it's going to be expensive and it's going to be very tedious and very annoying, but it's literally preparing you for when you get here. We all make a joke for the people that are already here. We always make a joke like, It literally tests to see how bad do you really want to be here. Do you really want to be here, or you kind of want to be here? If you really, really want to be here, you'll do everything possible and necessary to make sure that everything is in order, everything is squared right. So with that being said, let's wrap up today's episode. I hope you guys found this episode very informative and very interesting. Let me know in the show comments. With the episodes on Anchor, you can leave me a voicemail and I will listen to your feedback that way. If you have any questions, I will link my Instagram. My Instagram was in the last show, but I will put my Instagram in this show. It's chic, C-H-I-C underscore C-O-C-O-B-E-L-L-E, chic underscore Coco Bell. And like I said, I will definitely make an announcement once the Chinese tea gets its own Instagram. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. Until then, let's sip some tea.